Headaches can be a daily occurrence for many people in everyday life, with people often relying on painkillers for relief. Today, we'll be hearing Helen's story after she was waking up with a headache that just wouldn't go away. Reliant on tablets and unsure what to do next, she turned to O'Connor Chiropractic to find out if there were any underlying problems. Helen told Stray FM's Nick Hancock how the headaches were affecting her everyday life.
So over the last few years, I'd had waking up with headaches every single morning, just a dull ache, and I was just the paracetamol queen, really. I just lived on... That's how I got through the morning. So I literally wake up, headache, took a paracetamol, got on with my day, carried on. I just thought that was the way life would be, really.
And how long had life been like that for you?
A good long while. Probably a couple of years.
And having those headaches that were like a dull ache,
yeah,
fairly constantly, how did that affect your mood, your choices in what you did during a day and how you felt?
Low mood, frustration, probably a bit cross. Some of the time, probably I was shattered, you know, just generally just rubbish. Not go to the doctor sort of rubbish, but generally just not functioning properly at all.
So you knew you weren't 100%?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was nowhere near 100%.
And what did you put it down to?
Age. I just put it down to my age. I was 50, you know, it's just that was the way my life was going to be, really, for the next however many years, until a friend said, I'm sure that chiropractic would help, because it'd help for her. Well, I had an initial assessment, which was quite an in-depth, it was far more in-depth than I'd ever had at a doctor's, and at one point I didn't realise I had literally no balance whatsoever, and I fell over, didn't I? I literally did two steps and fell over, because you have your eyes shut when you're doing it. And I was quite shocked by that, really shocked. Strength, I had no strength whatsoever. There was very low functioning in lots and lots of different tests, which did shock me. I was like, oh my God. So by the end of it, I was like, yeah, I'm definitely signing up for this because I need to sort this out.
After an initial assessment of Helen's overall health and her lifestyle, Dr. Jason was able to pinpoint issues within her body in a bid to find the root cause of her headaches.
The first thing we noticed straight away with Helen was her posture. And I think a lot of people don't realise how significant posture is, not just to the cause of headaches, but just their overall health, even things like life expectancy, mortality rate. So it's a big thing. And now, because of the children, just earlier and earlier, starting on iPads, phones, most of the country's workforce is based at a desk. We're always in this flexed position. And Helen had gone straight from school, working into accounts, and her health had very slowly, like you said, she didn't notice it, it slowly got worse, and she starts, like most people, oh, it must be my age, or it's hereditary, those type of things. We did all the functional tests, like she explained, and we realised that, she was really struggling her overall function and health. And the headaches were the body's way of saying, whoa, stop, things aren't right. So by covering that up with drugs, it's not really helping the person. In fact, it's allowing their body to get sicker and sicker as they're trying to, muddle through and continue through life. So with the x-rays really revealed the root cause of the problem, where she completely lost the natural curve in her neck, what we call the C curve of the neck, and her neck has really come forward. So her neck muscles were working so much harder, the discs were starting to generate in her neck, and the nerves, the spinal cord, was under more strain, more pressure.
To be fair, I didn't notice an awful lot at the beginning, any differences, and then slowly you sort of, I think you forget where you were at the beginning. I think, you sort of have to remind yourself of what you came in for, and then suddenly I realised I wasn't having headaches. Because I was religious and not taking the paracetamol, I really, really concentrated on not doing it. So I still didn't do any exercise, particularly except for the stretches, because they give you some detailed stretches and things to do every day. And then come in here three times a week, and then you slowly go down over the time, and now I come once a week.
What we we wanted to address was the root cause of it. But because these problems had built up over years, not to mention a lady's age, but she started at 17 and would have had a few decades of this kind of posture, it wasn't going to change in a couple of adjustments. And if anyone says they can sort that out, then, you know, they're not telling the truth. So just like with an orthodontist would put brace on the teeth and to gradually reposition, that's what we did, you know, with Helen. It took a couple of months of kind of intensive adjustments to change that pattern, just like the heavy duty braces. Then we were able to reduce that down, integrate stretches, exercises, and it's good to see Helen's now back in doing full gym classes and doing circuit training, these type of things, because her body now can cope with that stress, whereas before it was just really struggling to cope with everyday tasks.
Headaches are very common. There'll be lots of people listening to this who can relate to where Helen was at, but people might not realise that headaches come from other parts of the body, and the neck is the one to watch.
Yeah, I'd probably say the number one cause of headaches is cervicogenic, so that means coming from the neck. And the reason why that is, there's such a high concentration of nerves at the top of the neck, and the cranial nerves, they're the ones that supply everything in the head. So the optic nerve, olfactory, the smell, taste, vestibular cochlear. So again, even people with migraines, you often find these nerves are irritated, they're overfiring, and this is when people get dizzy, nauseous, can affect the vision. And a lot of people realise this dysfunction in the neck that's caused, not exactly the same with Helen, her work, her being as an accountant, it gradually caused her neck to come out of its normal position. And the drugs were just basically numbing her while the problem was still going on. I mean, no one wants to take lots of drugs every day to get by, not, you know, for the damage it does to the kidneys, the stomach, the liver. So we're moving by getting them to look at the root cause of it. We're moving them away from that kind of lifestyle and getting them, like Helen, getting out of pain, free from headaches, more energy, exercising. But it's really looking to the upper part of the neck where the brainstem is, where all those nerve concentration is, because that's usually where the cause of the problem is coming from.
Okay, so anybody listening who would like some more information or is in a similar position, what's your best advice?
Well, you can either come and see us at, on Station Parade next to Waitrose, or go online. Our website, oconnorchiro.co.uk, or just give us a call, 200 020, and we can see if chiropractic can help you.